Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world, and apologize for being late. Truth be known, I fell asleep. Tonight, we have a special privilege and honor of honoring a guardian angel. A guardian angel who was a guide dog and a special, special guide dog to a woman. And the dog was obviously neglected in the school, the Guide Dog Foundation, and was left in a van and died in a heat wave. So many of us are very, very disturbed over this. As you may know, there's no regulations for guide dog schools. There's no law. There's no venue for a fair hearing, as we know it with many, many other types of organizations. It reminds me of the great trainer that I had the honor of working with years ago, David Burke, who was the trainer who started the puppy program at Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and who was a great, great humanitarian trainer. I remember in working with David, told me what he believed when he said to me, "You know how I learned to become a better guide dog trainer?" And he went on to say, "By listening to blind people, paying attention." And he told me about abuse that took place at Guiding Eyes years ago, where I went to train for my first dog and my second dog. And then they denied me when I lost my job and became a street musician. But David was a brilliant, brilliant trainer, and his attitude was, his attitude and his heart was in the right place. So we honor Milton, the guardian angel guide dog. And if you saw the story on CBS or in the paper, you know that that's what his owner, Michelle, called him, and how she commented that she's lost without him. Well, it's like somebody being lost without their vision, you know. Some people adjust to that, and some people never adjust to it. So, Milton, 3-year-old black Labrador, was a great, great comfort to Michelle. Now, I never met Michelle. I never met Milton. But having guide dogs myself and living the situation where, you know, you're visually impaired and you know that when you are outside and you pick up that harness, you know that you're safe and your life is secure because you and the dog become one. I had a friend of mine years ago, Howie the Harp, who loved my second guide dog, Edie. And he had a statement that he always made. Dog spelled backwards is God. So, you know, that's like walking with God when you can't see and all that. And the fact that there's no regulations and no law, no protection of that safety is very, very disturbing. I got a call the other night from Senator Philip Boyle, who's the senior senator out here on Long Island, and he now wants to push for public hearings on the guide dog schools to let people come in and they believe in the problems they've had and how a law could improve and how these schools should be accountable. I mean, Milton was at the school, obviously, for some kind of review or retraining or whatever it was. And one of the comments that Michelle made to Carolyn Gustav, why wasn't my dog protected? Why wasn't there a checklist? Every dog in that facility should be accounted for. And they should. If there was a regulation like that, you know, and someone was put in charge to uphold that regulation, Milton wouldn't have been left in that van. And the CBS report said that the trainer left the dog in the van. Now, that's even worse. I mean, here's a person who's supposed to know better, you know. You take an ordinary person who maybe forgets that the dog is locked in the van or God forbid, you know, does it on purpose. They want to get rid of the dog. But a trainer doing that, that to me is totally unacceptable. And that person should be punished by law. Because how do you not hear or pay attention to where's the dog or hear the cries of the dog in that van? Even if you observe other dogs. Now, dogs have tremendous hearing. And I'm sure that other dogs in that school heard Milton calling for help. And obviously not one trainer or staff person or anyone paid attention to those dogs. So we're in desperate need of a law. That there are so many situations that point to that. You know, had one woman on my show, was denied a guide dog by the Guide Dog Foundation. We made a big deal out of it, put her in the newspaper, in the local paper in Babylon. Another school caught wind of it, and they gave her a dog. But there's no law. You know, the schools can take your application, use it to raise $50,000 to $100,000, never give you a dog, and keep the money. And there's nothing legally you can do about it. And another thing, I'm just talking to my buddy Devin before I went on the air, and he agrees that These schools should be open to having people train dogs on their own and assist them by giving classes and all that. That would eliminate the waiting list. And he mentioned, why not give a person a puppy instead of passing the puppy around, you know, like it's a ball. You know, this one has the puppy now. This one, the poor dog can get very confused that way. So a law would do a lot. Another situation that I've been privy to, a blind woman in the city had a guide dog from Guiding Eyes. She had a problem with the dog. They came and took a look at the situation. They took her dog, said they had to retrain it, and never gave it back. How many times does that happen in a month? Sure, you don't hear about it. People are afraid. And there's no law to bring it to fight for your dog. So we need regulations. We need the schools to be licensed. We need them to respect us more, who rely on service dogs. And that's what a law would do. You know, make people think twice, especially if they've raised the money. You know, if they can't provide the dog, maybe they ought to look for, or the person could say, well, look, I have another trainer. You raised $50,000. I have another trainer who can do it for $20. You see? There should be a lot of flexibility here, because you're dealing with people's lives and you're dealing with animals. And when I come back, I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I want to talk about all the dogs that are in the shelters that can qualify as service dogs. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, on the Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we urge you to consider the Akita if you're looking for a dog for pet purposes or protection or service work. You can't just take any Akita and make it a service dog. You got to get the right one. And the Big East will evaluate the dog for you. So, Big East Akita Rescue. And once again, we urge the politicians to adopt the dogs and train them to protect the schools with to detect people that may be carrying weapons before they enter the building. Dogs are very good with that. All right, Big East Akita Rescue. The email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon. And we thank Joanne Diamond for all of her support of Inner Sight. Greatly appreciated. All right, Kennedy Realty helps us keep the show on the air. You can buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. And we appreciate his help. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Check them out. One of our groups that help us do the inner sight. Silo. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. All right. And let's see. You want to stay in shape, have fun, learn how to defend yourself. Third Eye Insight. All right. Is the group to contact. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, 631 on the Third Eye Insight. And inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our inner sight phone number is 631-224-3090. We remember all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy. Ali Campbell, to mention a few. And all the children who perished in Texas. Go an extra mile for a child. Protect and watch out for the children. All right, inner sight tonight, late, on the air late. Apologize for that. And honoring Milton, the guide dog who was killed at Guide Dog Foundation and really didn't stand a chance for survival. The heat wave and being in a locked van with the windows all closed. SPCA made a comment about that, how the temperature outside is 90 degrees and in the van it can go up to 110. So the poor thing had no air. Brave. A brave dog that dedicated his life to helping a blind and deaf woman. A dog that has one thing in their mind when you're out there, and that's to guide you and protect you and take care of you. And you know, when you rely on that protection, you come to know what it means, what your dog means to you. Michelle trusted the school, you know, that they were going to retrain the dog or whatever, for whatever reason she sent it back. She trusted them with her dog's life, and they failed her miserably. You know, if I had my way, there would have been arrest made and trial. You know, at least they would have gotten a fair trial. That's more than the dog got. The poor thing didn't even do anything wrong. I mean, how much wrong can a dog do? And lost his life. And people in that school told students that they're going to conduct an investigation. Now, what kind of a mockery is that? That's an insult to students from a guide dog school. That they're going to conduct, that's not going to be an impartial investigation. And I'm being told by people that it's being hush-hushed by the school. Oh, you know, we don't need anybody butting in from the outside. We're going to conduct our own investigation. That makes the situation worse than it is. You know, there's a saying in the Bible, the devil cannot cast out the devil. Now, I'm not saying that everybody at that school is mean and evil, no. I'm not saying that they don't put out good dogs and a lot of good trainers and do a good job. That's not the point. Point is that a dog died and there should be regulations. People should be protected, you know. Michelle is not protected, the woman who lost the dog. She has no recourse legally. The dog certainly wasn't protected. And nobody obviously checked up on the trainer who left the dog in the van. So you have a situation that is full of dictatorship-type proceedings, you know, because there's no law. Now, we had some time ago the Independent Living Center director, and they were telling them why they can't service different individuals for this reason or that reason or whatever. And Joe said to them, well, can you prove any of this? And that's when they got highly annoyed and didn't want to talk to him anymore. Well, there is no proof. There's never been any proof why a person shouldn't have a guide dog. It's word of mouth that anybody can make up. Because the school doesn't have to prove it. Why they're not servicing people. So we're headed in the direction, I believe, now. If we get these public hearings that Senator Boyle brought up in our conversation the other night, we're headed in the direction of a law and licensing with regulations. And those regulations have got to be very flexible. All right. Now, I've been told that the Commission for the Blind now gets in the act when you're applying for a guide dog. You know, they want to see how you walk and all that, and that report goes either for you or against you. See, so there's another thing that happening here. If the state evaluates you, you know, and they give you a bad report, shouldn't you have the right to oppose that, to counteract that report with proof? And, you know, people can be under the wrong impression. Somebody told me the other day, a person who doesn't use a guide dog, oh, I thought that once they give you a dog, you're always entitled to a dog. There's no entitlement to guide dogs. There's no law, no regulation, no licensing. And if you train your dog on your own in New York City, where you can get free medical for your guide dog, they won't give it to you unless you get your dog from one of the schools that they approve of. All right? Now that has to change too. Because the school should help the blind person train the dog. And then when that dog is trained and it's guiding the person, the school should certify the dog. See? It should be a partnership. That's what it comes down to. A mutual partnership in training the dog. That would eliminate a lot of headaches, including the waiting list. You know, if you could find the dog on your own, or if you already have a dog that can be evaluated and qualifies as to be trained as a service dog, that makes a big difference. You know, woman called me last night about that. She has a service dog. It's a psychiatric type service dog, and she wants us to certify it. So I told her, I said, you know, I asked her about the dog. It's an older dog. She's had it for many years. She trained it herself. Told her, I said, I have to meet the dog, make sure it's well behaved. You know, it's not a guide dog, so it's a whole different thing. And Innersight will certify the dog as a service dog. As long as it meets I'll give it a couple of little tests, you know. And that's how it should be, you know. And the school could raise money on giving classes to blind and disabled people. They can use it as a fundraiser to raise additional funds. Now, if the person is training the dog on their own and the school has raised money for that, the trainer should get paid. I mean, they pay their trainers. They should pay the blind trainer. You know, not give them all the money, but an agreement. You know? Let's say maybe $10,000. Five up front and five when the dog is completely trained. So that the dog would be trained by the school and the blind person. And the person could go to the school and take classes how to do it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to train a guide dog. In fact, the ADA says that anybody can train a guide dog. So that fits right in the idea of classes and teaching people how to train the dog. Regulations are needed, and especially regulations of safety, you know, with the dog and paying attention to the whereabouts of all dogs. So a system always improves when people have rights. 840 New York, Innersight. When people have rights and they're permitted to think and react and not be judged, on that, the system improves. I don't know of one blind person or disabled person who wouldn't exercise their rights if they had them in dealing with a service dog school. Whether they tell you that in private or in secret, it's true. Everybody would take advantage of that, I'm sure, and be happy and glad. I mean, just take the one aspect alone, eliminating the waiting list, taking a dog as a puppy and raising it up. Now, that dog knows you. And it wouldn't be long before that dog would realize that a person is blind. Dogs know that. They pick it up. A good smart dog who's going to be a guide dog, they pick that up. So we need to step up and praise this idea of public hearings and attend them. And be honest. Talk from your heart at the hearing. You know, I've got a million stories to tell. They're not going to let me talk, and I wouldn't want to talk for that long. Everybody should have the same amount of time. But there are so many stories over the years that have been accumulated. Had one woman on my show, she was a member of the Lions Club, had a guide dog. They accused her of not taking the dog to the vet, and they wouldn't replace her dog. She had the bills. See why you need a hearing, a law? She had the written proof that you took the dog to the vet. There's all kinds of situations. You know, where people get caught in a trap because they have no rights. I think one of the worst, and I may have mentioned this before, one of the worst situations is to wait for a year or more and then be told they're not going to give you a dog. That's got to be one of the worst. The other one is when you go to the school and train 3 weeks with the dog, and then they tell you you can't have the dog without proof. You know, many times you won't even get the reason why. I had one woman on the show went to school out west, trained with the dog, ready to go home with the dog. And then a couple of other dogs attacked her dog. You know, it wasn't a vicious thing. It was with they're all guide dogs, so it's just, you know, goofing off or whatever it was. And they blamed her. They blamed my friend. And they wouldn't give her the dog. They wouldn't let her go home with the dog. Now, as a guide dog trainer myself, just off the top of my head, I would have reworked that whole scene. You know, she was coming out of a door. There were other dogs coming the other way. And, you know, they probably bucked each other or whatever. Happens, and they didn't give her dog. See, there's a million reasons why you need a law, and I think that Milton's death was the straw. And I'm not going to say that it broke the camel's back because I love animals. It was the straw proved that you need a law. So Inner Sight stands up, and we're happy that Senator Boyle, and this came from his mouth. I didn't tell him, let's do public hearings. He told me. Praise the senator for that. He's retiring, and I'd like to see him go out on a note of glory. And if I can, I would love to have any law called the Milton Law in honor of the sweet lab who lost his life because of negligence and irresponsible behavior on the part of people who should have known better. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, tomorrow night is our funnies. So be with us here tomorrow night on Inner Sight. You want to have a lot of fun. The comedy tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Let me go down the week. Monday's Mad or Glad. Tuesday is open mic. Monday night, Mad or Glad. You can call in anything you're mad about or glad about. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And just let me remind people, go to change.org and sign the petition. We want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We don't need the fear of nursing homes hanging over our head. That's a horrible, horrible way to live. So look for our ad in Able News. Able is the paper on and about the disabled. Been around for like 30 years with articles pertaining to the disabled. They have different columns. They have a calendar of events. They got a personals column in there in the Able. And disabled people have priority in Able News. You can get a free subscription online, ablenews.com. Angela Melanie, our good friend, and we thank her. So look for the ad on the nursing home show and sign the petition, because you don't want to go to a nursing home. There's the best reason to sign it. All right. Thursday night is usually a different subject. Like tonight is the guardian angel Milton, service dog, who we're honoring on Inner Sight. And then Friday, of course, is the funnies. So there's the week. And again, we apologize for starting the show late. Better late than never. So we honor Milton by establishing a law to protect the dogs, to protect the people, and by reminding people how valuable a guide dog is to someone. Somebody told me the other day, his nephew has a service dog, a guy in a wheelchair. And the school told him, you better take good care of that dog. We had to raise $50,000 to train it. Well, how the hell good care should they take of the dog? See? They better tell themselves to take good care of the dogs. Especially in light of what happened to the guardian angel, Milton. See? They're always looking to put the blame on the disabled person. Well, how about that damn ass school? Nobody's going to get arrested for this. Nobody's going to be penalized. Maybe the person got fired who did it. I don't know. But I do know that a dog is dead, a guide dog, a sweet life. So Inner Sight praises Senator Boyle. We stand up with him. We're with him all the way to the hearings. It will turn into legislation. And we hope that his colleagues will come forward too and join with us in bringing about these hearings and let people come in and testify. I would love to have it so that the hearings are in honor of Milton, the guide dog, the guardian angel guide dog. And if anyone knows the Cooper family, please tell them about the show. And we mean no disrespect at all by going ahead and doing this show without your blessing or permission. We're doing it because we need to protect the dogs and the people. Milton's death will not be in vain. Not as long as Inner Sight is around. Yes, a guide dog to a blind person is like somebody giving you $1 million. That's another quote from David Burke. They offered him a job in Israel to be director of training or even of the school. I forget which. I don't know if he ever took it. I believe David passed away. But it's so true. You cannot put a price on what a guide dog means to a blind person. Even when they get older, as long as they can move, they'll guide you and watch out for you. I remember my dog Mountain, first Akita I ever trained. David helped me. And he was ill and still wanted to work. I went to, one day I went out, I was a street musician. And Mountain got me home, and a short time after we walked in the door, he collapsed and died. But he stuck with me. He knew he had to get me home. That's the guardian angel in the dog. That's what Michelle is talking about. That's why that should be protected. And that's why Inner Sight is going to do everything. We're going to do everything we can to make sure this law comes about. I want to thank all our friends keeping the show on the air. And I want to thank Milton, a guardian angel, now up in doggy heaven, looking down on all this. Milton will help bring about the law, along with Mountain and all the other guide dogs. Dog that have passed on. The Lord dogs will speak. Milton's spirit will live forever. Milton's spirit will be in those hearings and in the legislator's heart and in the law. Spirit of Milton will dwell in it. The first person that ever trained a guide dog in this country was blind. Helen Keller was one of the founders of the Seeing Eye. Morris Frank was the first person who ever trained a guide dog. He was blind. There's the spirit of Milton right there. Let it be. And anyone who interferes with it will find themselves fighting against God. You don't want to be in that fight. And so we thank you for listening. Call, if you want to do something more immediate, call Senator Boyle and thank him. Thank you very much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Milton, we love you. The sweet boy. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight forever. Milton, forever.